This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Macca, it's that time of the year again. Globe are actually having their annual awards program,
yes,
which is a really exciting time of the year. You and I have been, well, we've been fortunate enough to be nominated once or twice in our lifetimes, which has been very nice. It's great to know that people think highly of your work and highly of your contribution. And of course, you and I have also been to their grand gala event, which has been a really very fabulous night, really.
Terps and Tucker in entertainment.
There you go. It's on the way to describe it. So our guests are this morning, Macca.
Megan and Sally, both from GLOAD. Megan Williams is the president. And sorry, Sally.
Sally Newman.
So just to preface this.
Sally Newman, I'm the community director at
GLOAD. Community director.
Hi, Macca. Megan
Hi.
Here.
look, just to preface this for our listeners, we've got a number of questions that we want to speak to Sally and Megan about. There's been some discussion during the week about a particular award, but I'm going to, you know, Tass and I have thought about this long and hard, and we put together some questions. So bear with us. So whichever one of you wants to answer is fine. Just as if you say which one it is, just so people know who it is. My first question is, what is the purpose of the GLOAD Community Awards?
I can answer that one, but before I do answer, I really want to start by saying on behalf of GLOAD Victoria, we really are deeply, deeply sorry for the hurt that we've caused, especially to our transgender and gender diverse and First Nation members of our community. GLOAD's purpose is to connect and nurture our community. And, you know, we value inclusion and we want to celebrate achievements in this space. So the last thing that we actually want to do is cause hurt to the same communities that we serve. I just want to acknowledge, you know, the systemic issues around racism and violence experienced by the most vulnerable members of our community. And for this, amongst other reasons, which we can talk about, is we've decided to remove the Ravenhall Correctional Centre as a finalist for the Transgender Inclusion Award for this year. We've learned a lot over the last few days and we're really grateful to everybody who has taken the time to contact us directly and share their concerns with us. And thank you for the opportunity for us to chat with you today.
Okay. So I think...
Sorry, Tass. So I suppose, you know, that got us to... You a couple of questions ahead of where I was going to go, but
sorry.
No. Look, I acknowledge what you've said, right, and I understand, you know, the difficulty and you know the pain that you guys are feeling. And what you've said is really important. I'd like you to tell us why you've made this decision. You know what was the reason for it? Is it
Macca, I think just to go back a little bit, explain to us what's occurred, because you've now come out and made an apology and you've withdrawn the nomination. Explain to our listeners this morning what's occurred and what the drama's all about.
Okay, so we released our list of finalists for this year's GLOAD Awards on Tuesday, and following that... some people on social media pointed out and started a conversation that there were some issues around Ravenhall Correctional.
Can I interrupt for a second? I think you must have us on loudspeaker, so it's not a very good line. Are you able to perhaps take us off loudspeaker and speak directly into the handset?
Are we both together? We're both together so that we can both hear you. I'm hoping if I make it closer, it's
yes.
Well, that's a little bit better. That is a little bit better. Okay. I've just had a bit of feedback from one of our listeners again. It's a bit vague. Could you please clarify the issue and explain to our listeners why you've actually taken this step?
Okay. In the very first instance, our concern has been for the well-being of the transgender leaders in our community and for the First Nation people who've been impacted by this award. I think that it's in recognition of some feedback that we've had from Transgender Victoria, which pointed out to us that, in fact, the award itself, the award category, was trying to do too many things. It was trying to do some things around workplace equity. It was trying to do some things around transgender inclusion, but it wasn't specific on either of those. And so we really need to disarticulate those two parts of that award. So we've been very guided by the feedback and critique from Transgender Victoria, and we would really like to work with our transgender leaders to help us reframe the award and to make it more appropriate to the community that it's seeking to serve.
So let's just go backwards. Let's just go backwards again. I mean, here you are now. Sure. You're apologising, and you've taken some action to remove a nomination. Can you explain to our listeners, because I'm now getting more feedback, we're not aware of the issue, so can you explain what's occurred? So somebody's made a nomination and you've withdrawn it because it has been offensive. Is that what's occurred?
Okay, so Globe doesn't make nominations. Globe is the facilitator of the community awards. We accept nominations from within the community, and that Ravenhall Correctional Centre nomination was put forward by a member of the transgender community. So the difficulty for us this week has been balancing, honouring that person's nomination and respecting the arguments that they put forward for their workplace, but not understanding the broader systemic and social issues that have been raised on social media around Aboriginal deaths in custody and around a number of other issues that have deeply concerned us and have actually overshadowed now the work that Ravenhall may be doing in the LGBTIQ inclusion space. So we just feel this has gone to another level. It's actually become a very, very serious issue. We're in a community organisation run by volunteers who do not have expertise or resourcing to actually investigate the issues that have been raised. One of the issues that has been raised is a matter of a coronial inquest. So it's a very serious matter, and we have to be guided by our transgender leaders in the community that have said to us, this nomination is not acceptable. This nomination is not acceptable in our name under a transgender inclusion category. And that is what we heard from Transgender Victoria, and we were really moved by that. So I think that's where we've come from. We understand there's a lot of pain and a lot of hurt happening in that community, and particularly the leaders who are trying to manage and mediate between their networks and their friends and various other responsibilities that they have. So I think very painfully we have decided. We spoke to our judging panel, we've spoken to the committee, we've moved around on this a few times during the week. It's taken a lot for us to get to this position. It just feels like the right thing to do. And I think that's where we come from, that people are most important. People are most important in this. And given the concerns that the Transgender Victoria letter raised around the way that the award itself was framed, mm-hmm. that we would actually like the opportunity to review that independently within the next couple of weeks, come back for another round of nominations, and people can resubmit nominations for next. We will be in this year's awards, but we will obviously be awarding next year because of COVID restrictions. So I hope that gives a bit more context.
It certainly does. Yeah, Thank you. So yeah, we're nearly out of time, sure. But what's been the reaction to your announcement and your decision this morning?
We haven't really heard anything just yet. I mean, Megan and I have been head down communicating with people and keeping everyone up to date with what we're doing. It's been moving very quickly. We're not experts in this space by any means, and we're just doing our best to keep everyone informed about our thinking and really wanting to say that we're so grateful to have the opportunity to engage with people. These are very serious issues. And they're really beyond the scope of Globe to actually manage, but we can help, we can advocate, and I would encourage people to contact their local members of parliament who are elected to help make change in their spaces.
And I'd just probably like to add that, again, I would, Globe Victoria wants to learn and grow and improve, and I hope and I invite our communities and our community leaders to help us. You know, there's so many good, there's so beautiful talent and amazing expertise, and we would really welcome any opportunity to learn from our peers so that we can be better.
Thank you very much. That was Megan Williams and Sally Newman from the Globe Awards, who are this morning made an announcement here live on Joy about a change nomination process.
And we wanted to speak to Sally and Megan about this and the decision they've made.
Well, we didn't know about it.
Shortcut a few of the questions that I had, but that's cool. Okay. You know, radio is live, and that's the beauty of it. So, thank you, Sally and Megan. People can have a look at that decision. The words around that decision of the withdrawal of the finalists for Ravenhall on the Globe website. So, thank you very much, Sally and Megan, and I'm sure your day will be perhaps a bit less aggravating and stressful than it has been. So
you've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.